Oidrin agabi mizbeach. Know what to do the next morning. Put it on the side of the mizbeach. In other words, you can't take it off the mizbeach, because if you take it off the mizbeach, there'll be chalap sulina, you couldn't put it back on again. So you have to leave it on the mizbeach. So leave it on the side of the mizbeach. V'yivein machzikin, if there's no room on the side of the mizbeach, the whole top of the mizbeach is full of the marocham, she'asoidun ala kevish. Put it then on the side, on the plank going up. Oyagabi soiviv. Or else put it around the soiviv that goes around the mizbeach. Until you masak and you fix out the marocha gedolah, that's the first thing they did in the morning. The sidrin, and then you put these evorim b'dorim on top of the marocha gedolah. That's the rabbanan shita. There was no special fourth marocha in case you had a evorim b'dorim, the fat, the emurim left over from yesterday's korban. No, even if it was left over from yesterday's korban, today you know what you do? You put it back on the regular marocha gedolah. Leave it on the side of the mizbeach, fix up the marochom, the big fireplace, and then put them back on top of the marocha gedolah. Tamulayim, how do I know this? The pasuk says, "Asher toichal eish es oila ala mizbeach." So Rashi says, "Imenu inyan letchilasoi." If you don't need it for the beginning, like pshita, you put the oila on the mizbeach. To aksev oila al moita. It says already that you put the korban oila, the evorim, the pieces of meat, on the mizbeach. It's nu linyan soifon. Use it for the end. In other words, even though it's yesterday's korban and you didn't burn it last night, still the next morning you put it back again on the marocha gedolah. That's the rabbanan shita. So they don't dash in the word v'eish, the extra vov. So they don't have a limud for an extra marocha. And then echanami, any piece of meat that was left over from yesterday, you burn it today on the regular big marocha gedolah. For Reb Meir, for the Gemara, what does Reb Meir do with this posik? I ask an extra posik, asher toichal eish es oila. Stam another halacha. Ikulei oila means, let's say you put the korban oila, the piece of meat on top of the mizbeach, and it fell off the mizbeach. Even though it was burnt up already, the halacha is allowed to put it back on the mizbeach. Hey, so ikulei oila, the pieces of meat of the korban oila that was eaten up already, burnt up already, if it falls off the marocham, atamachzer, you're allowed to put it back. You don't have a chiv to. Once it was moshlem em orum. The fire burnt rovavit, caught fire all over them, you makayim the mitzvah sakterum. But if you want, you can put it back again on top of the marocha. Over the locher is, v'iyata machzer v'kula keteris. But the keteris, once it was burnt already, you makayim the mitzvah keteris. Now if pieces of the keteris fall off the marocha, you're not allowed to put it back on again. That's the chiddush. Asher toichal eish es oila. Only a korban oila that's on mizbech achitzain, that's we say, if the pieces fall off the marocha, you're allowed to put it back on again. Mashenken the keteris, you're not allowed to. That's what Reb Meir does with this posik. Ve'enachnami, for the evorim of yesterday's, Reb Meir has a new posik. V'yayish, just say there's a new marocha. There's a fourth marocha you have on the mizbeach, that if you have left yesterday's leftover evorim mubdorin, you burn it on a new fourth marocha. So Rashi learns, Yichuli oila. Poikin shepoku mi'aleish. If the pieces came off, fell off the fire, the korban asher toichal es oila ala mizbeach, so only the korban oila you're allowed to put back on, but not from the keteris. The Tani learned like this. The Tani Rebbe Chanina Bar Minyumi Bidvei Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov. The pasuk says asher toichal eish es oila ala mizbeach is bidashin ikulei oila atamachzer from the korban oila, the pieces of meat, if it was on the mizbeach and on the marocha and it fell out of the fire, you're allowed to put it back into the fire again. But you're not allowed to put back the parts of the keteris that was burnt, you're not allowed to put it back onto the marocha, onto the fire again. Samura says now, from the machlokes before we had was that the kula yalma mihos moisifim boi bayoim. Everybody holds that no matter how many you have the whole year round marochas, on Yom Kippur there's an extra marocha. The first one, Yom, there was two the whole year, on Yom Kippur there's three. The other one, there was three, now there's four. There was four, now there's five. Everybody holds Yom Kippur has to have a special marocha, and we said that's because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does the special keteris that goes lefnai lefnim. So in order to be able to take coals special for that keteris, there's a special marocha, a special fireplace on the outside mizbeach, that from that fireplace it took the inside coals to carry it inside lefnai lefnim. So how do we know this? The kuli yama miyas that moisifin boi b'yam yafdeh today. Islu, everybody holds. Minolu, how do we know this? Nafkulu, we learn it out from the posik. Mivoesh, from the fire. Mivoesh. Mivoesh. Says an extra word, mivoesh. You learn it out from. Limora says, afilu laman, ledorish vov, even though before we said, Rabbanin say we don't dash an extra vov, vyesh, of vov vehe, dorish. Here it says, vohoesh. It says an extra hey and vov. When you have two things, actually, the vav and the hay, then we do darshan. To say that on Yom Kippur, there's another marocha. The covered Yom Kippur for the special terrorist, there has to be an extra marocha. Eish tomid l'mayosa. What do we need the posse that says here, Eish tomid the pasha sav, is mibor l'lekratani, like we learned like this. Eish tomid tukar ala mezbeach l'sichber. That the fire has to say to be burning on the marocha, and it's allowed not to put out the fire. Limeid, it teaches us, al marocha shnia shekteris. The second marocha that everybody holds, there has to be at least two marochas on the mizbeach every day of the year. And the second one was for the keteris, that you have to have a place to take the coals from the mizbeach hachitzain to put onto mizbeach hapanim. How do we know that the coals will we get to make the keteris has to come from the mizbeach hachitzain? You have to have that marocha burning on the mizbeach hachitzain, and then you take a shovel full of those coals and bring it to mizbeach hapanim. That's this lima. That's Eish Tomei Tukum Mizbeach. Lima da Marocha Shnish Akhtaris Shloitei Ela Al Mizbeach Achitzen. It's only on the outside Mizbeach. And don't think that since you bring the Akhtaris anyway on the Mizbeach Apnim, maybe that's where you should have the Marocha and right there put the Akhtaris on top of it. No. The Marocha, the fireplace, has to be on the Mizbeach Achitzen. And from that Mizbeach, you take a shovel full of coals and bring it into Mizbeach Achitzen, Mizbeach Apnim. Eish Machto Umenoira Minayin. How do we know the fire? And from the machta and from the menorah, how do we know? So Rashi learns, Eish machta menorah. Eish tiyom ha-kippurim. The lefnaya lefnim. It's the fire you have to take, the coals you have to have in order to burn the keteris. Lefnaya lefnim on Yom Kippur. The eish the menorah. They had lokas neris the whole yom minayin shetein itelis. How do we know even these two things also have to come, the fire starts always out by the mezbech ha-chitzayin? The Gemara says, Bedinu. It's a svara like this. Nemra Eish Pikteris. It says the word Eish by burning the Pikteris of the whole year round. That we already said, the Postigas Eish Tomit took it al Mizbeach, means the fire has to originate from the Mizbeach Achitzin. The Nemra Eish Pemachta, who says the word Eish by Yom Kippur, when you bring a special Pikteris, the Machta Lefnai Lefnim. Umanur, it says the word Eish by the Menur also. Is Ma Lahalan, just like by the regular Pikteris you bring every day. The fire starts off al Mizbeach Achitzin on the outside Mizbeach. That's where the Marocha Shniya was. To get the coals to take inside the Mizbeach HaPanim is Avkan, who had been here also on Yom Kippur, and for the menorah, that Al HaMizbeach HaChitzen, that the fire has to originate on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. From that fire, we take coals to bring into the Lefnai Lefnim for Yom Kippur, and from that fire, the Kohen used to light the menorah. That's one story. Oy Klacha Derev Zu. Let's look at a different angle. Nemra Eish Pikteris. It says the word Eish by the Pikteris over here. V'nemra Eish B'machtu Menorah. Ma lahalin b'somach loy, just like over there, it's right next to it. Af machto menura b'somach loy, should also be right next to it. So Rashi learns ma lahalin b'somach loy b'mizbeach hachitzein ha'somach lepnimi. It's not so far away the mizbeach hachitzein to the mizbeach hapnim. The mizbeach hapnim was in the heichel. That was the first. As soon as you come into the heichel, the first thing you hit there was the mizbeach hapnim. So they carry the coals from the outside Mizbeach to Mizbeach HaPnim. It's not so far away. Sholov HaKeteris Nikta. That's where they burn the Keteris every day. Is Af Machtu Menorah. Maybe the same thing on Yom Kippur to go Lefnai Lefnim. Or else to light the Menorah every day. Noitu Menam Samachloi. Maybe you have to take it from the fire that's nearest it. Vuhu Mizbeach HaPnimi. And I'll tell you, the Mizbeach HaPnim is much closer to the Lefnai Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's mamash much closer to the menorah. The Hasamach LeMenorah, Lefnai Lefnim. It's mamash right next to the menorah. The menorah is on Durham's side. The Mizbeach is in the middle of the Heichum, and the menorah is on the Durham's side. So maybe you have to take the fire from the Mizbeach HaPnim. In other words, to get the Keteris Pshita, you have to take it from the outside Mizbeach. But I call upon him, it's closer to it itself. So maybe for the menorah and for the lefnai lefnim, you take the eish from the mizbeach hapnim. Talmud Lomar, this the pasuk says, eish tomid tukad ala mizbeach loy sichpe. Eish tomid shemati lecho loy tei ala bereisha shel mizbeach hachitzin. No, that the fire that I say you always have to have only comes from the mizbeach hachitzin. Lamadnu, we learn out from here that eish le menorah. Learn out from here that eish for the menorah. This is the pasuk of eish. Eish Tom Tukum Mizbeach Lesichpa is talking about the Pasha of the Menorah. So it's teaching us that by the Menorah, the fire has to come from the same place the fire comes from for the regular Keteris, from the Mizbeach Hachitzen. Shrashi Eish Tomid, Eish Shemat Lecho Bo, Tomid, Hu Shem Menorah. What's the Eish Tomid that's going on the Menorah? Shenem Mabar Lahalos Ner Tomid, is Mele, that fire has to be from the Mizbeach Hachitzen. So far we know the fire for the menorah has to come from the Zerach Hitzin. But still, Eish L'machta Minayin, how do we know the fire for Lefnai Lefnim on Yom Kippur, for the special Keteris, the Molei Chofna on Yom Kippur, how do we know also the fire comes from the outside Mizbeach, maybe from the inside Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaPnim? The Gemara says, V'dinu, it's a svara like this. Nemra Eish B'machta. It says the word Eish by the Machta, that's by Yom Kippur, bringing the Keteris Lefnai Lefnim. The Nemra Eish B'menorah. It says the word Eish by lighting the menorah. Ma lahalan, just like by the menorah, we just proved it, that Agabi Mizbech HaChitzin, the fire has to originate from the Mizbech HaChitzin, is Afkan, who adin for the Keteris of Lefnai Lefnim, and Yom Kippur, al Mizbech HaChitzin. It has to start off the fire, the coals come from the Mizbech HaChitzin. That's one svara. Oy klach l'derev zu. Let's look at another angle. Nemru eish b'keteris. It says the word eish by the keteris. That's every day's keteris. V'nemru eish b'machta by the special keteris of Yom Kippur l'fnei l'fnin. Ma lahalam b'samach loy. Just like the eish of the keteris, which was only brought on Mizbech HaPnim, the fire came from a close by place by the Mizbech HaChitzin, is Afkan, maybe here also, by Yom Kippur, L'Fnai L'Fnim, B'Samach Loi. You have to get the fire the closest to the L'Fnai L'Fnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Kodesh, which is the Heichel, the Menorah, which is the Mizbeach. So maybe the fire comes from the Mizbeach HaPnim, which that is closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Talmud Loima, therefore we have a Pasuk note that says, by Yom Kippur, let this be Sparsha, Al-Achimois, V'Lokach Molei HaMachter, Gach Alei Eish, Meyal HaMizbeach, M'Lefnei Hashem. You have to take a shovel full of coals from the Mizbeach Mefnei Hashem. Eizeyo Mizbeach. Which Mizbeach Shem? Iksos Lefnei Hashem. V'yein Kulu Lefnei Hashem. Like it's telling you a place, where on the Mizbeach do you take the coals from? You have to take the coals from the Mizbeach, the part of the Mizbeach, which is Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, near Marav side. Mashma, part of the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, and part is not. So, Heviyoyma, you have to tell me, Zem Mizbeach Achitzin. This is the outside Mizbeach. Because the inside Mizbeach is Kula Lefnei Hashem. The whole Mizbeach HaPnim is Amish Lefnei Hashem. But the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, part of it is not Lefnei Hashem. Rashi says, V'lokach molei ha-machtim el ha-mizbeach. O meheichem Lefnei Hashem mitzad marav. Which part is considered Lefnei Hashem? The marav side of the Mizbeach. They're facing forward towards the Kodesh. Eizem Mizbeach, Shem Iksos Lefnei Hashem, V'yein Kul Lefnei Hashem, V'yoyim Etem Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Eizem Mizbeach Sheesh Lechalek Bo, Ma, Mimen Lefnei Hashem, Shehuzcha Kekos of Loim Lefnei Hashem, V'yoyim Etem Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Dilu Primi Kul Lefnei Hashem. The inside, that's Mamash in the Kodesh. The Kodesh is called Lefnei Hashem already. There's no two parts of the Mizbeach HaPnim. Vashenka, the outside Mizbeach, you have to tell me, you have to put the Marocha for the Keteris, has to be towards the Marav side, which is Mamash Lefnei Hashem. Because since I need a limud to tell me which part of the Mizbeach I put the fire, mashman has to be on the outside Mizbeach. So because we have psukim, that the age for the menorah, and the age for the regular keteris, and the age for the keteris of Yom Kippur, all come from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The more of the Yitzvach L'michtov Mi'al HaMizbeach. The Yitzvach L'michtov M'Lefnei Hashem. This limud, we're learning out now that the keteris L'fnai L'fnim, the teacher's house comes from the outside Mizbeach, we need both these rushes. Of Mi'al HaMizbeach, and you also need it Milefnei Hashem. Because of Rachamon Mi'al HaMizbeach, Havamina Mai Mizbeach Mizbeach Pnimi. It would just would have said the fire comes from the Mizbeach. In other words, you can't stand, make your own fire and bring it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Lefnei Lefnim. No, the fire has to come from the Mizbeach. But I would have thought which Mizbeach? From the Mizbeach HaPnim? Maybe the one that's closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because of Rachamon Lefnei Hashem. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, which Mizbeach? The Mizbeach, where I have to tell you which side to do it, which is the Marav side, which is Lefnei Hashem. So that's how I know it means the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Now, because of Rachamon Lefnei Hashem, if the Pasuk would have just said, Lefnei Hashem, Havamina, I would have thought, Davka Lefnei Hashem. Rashi means, Keneged HaPesach Mamish. Only the part of the Mizbeach that's Mamish right in front of the Pesach of the Heichel, or the Ulam. Only right in front of the Ulam. But on both